Welcome to Barstool Sports, Scottsdale version. The place is mob. Almost everybody's young. We're actually looking for one guy in particular. I'm looking for Dave Portnoy. Nice to see you.
You too.
Great to see you. Last time I saw you, it was very cold. Those streets were very empty, and we were talking about a pandemic.
Yes.
Things have changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the best, right? Yeah. It's warm out, Super Bowl week, our bar's packed. I feel like it's a great time to be alive right now.
I feel like you can be around players, or you can be with the fans. I feel like you're the fan.
Yeah, we're normal people, but we have players too. If they want to let their hair down and like go on, you know, we just have fun with them. So we'll do both, but we're definitely still a common man vibe.
Understand. So what am I seeing here? For people at home watching, what are they missing?
So right now we got a live broadcast in the corner with Big Cat and KFC, two of our guys. This is our own bar, Barstool Scottsdale. So I think we have now bar in Chicago, here, Philadelphia. This is our third. We're opening them up everywhere. So this is a great spot to be all Super Bowl week.
Is this as big as it gets? This is the fourth one in Arizona. People are saying the numbers are bigger, and the major difference, gambling. Gambling is not something you whisper about. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, so I can take out my phone right now and put any amount of money I want in the game. I probably will end up doing like 100 grand on the Chiefs. We'll see how that goes. But everyone's their own. You know, you don't have to go to Vegas.
Right.
It's right there on your phone. You can do it. So it's beautiful. It makes money for the state and hopefully makes money for the players.
So, Dave, let's take a walk and let's see this area. There's very important people behind the velvet ropes and some that have gotten past already.
There's nobody important here. Who told you somebody was important? There's nobody. Does he look important?
He looks like
a slob. There's nobody important. We are the place to be if you're a slob.
Right. And how would you describe a slob?
I mean, look around. They're in sweatshirts. They're dressed comfortably. They're out here probably drinking high noons. Right. Just trying to have fun. In Super Bowl week, there's tons of like really expensive parties and like big end talent. We're a place you don't need that. The only thing you gotta do is maybe wait in line.
Right. Is it fun, or are you Dave, the man in charge, or is this fun?
No, I have fun. I have other people. I mean, look at this. We got two security guards behind us. No, it's all fun. I love Super Bowl week, and it's my favorite part. See that guy yelling, "Where's Goodell?" Now, there's a guy that's not fun, a criminal and a crook, and we know that.
You talk about
Thank
commissioner.
You. I appreciate it. Yeah, right. That's Commissioner Goodell, one of the worst guys that ever lived.
Right, but he does not like you, and you don't like him.
I'm banned from all NFL events. They dragged me out of the last Super Bowl, Patriots, Rams in handcuffs. They've thrown me in jail for protesting Deflategate, and he's lied under oath. He's lied in Congress saying he's never heard of Barstool Sports, which is a flat-out lie, and if somebody would actually go down the road of prosecuting him, he'd be where he belongs, in prison.
But could you say he's actually doing a good job because the league is flourishing?
Listen, the league needs somebody, the owners, that like a dead dog that you can kick. The NFL is a monster. It's a beast. It's too big to fail. They just need somebody to take all the heat. He is the most overpaid guy with the least talent in anybody in the world. It's what, $40 million a year?
Right.
So what has he done right?
Well, I will say this. I've been described the same way, and I have the same salary.
Oh, good for you. If you got that salary, you shouldn't be here. You should be, buying bottles somewhere.
I know.
$40 million a year.
So Dave, Tom Brady, you know this, is retiring. What has it done for you and your family? How are you guys dealing with this?
Honestly, no joke, Barstool may not be where it is without Brady. We started in Boston. His rise coincided when he became the face of the Patriots fan. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. He's given me so many memories, so much, all of New England, really. And we're lucky to have him as one of ours. He brings all New England together. So I wish him nothing but the best.
I'm going to put you in an awkward spot now. Who is more handsome? Is Dave Portnoy or Tom Brady? You
want to think about it? No, it's Brady. Listen, I'm a humble guy. Brady's got me. He's got the model looks.
And he's got a better arm.
Well, I didn't say that. I have a bad shoulder. If I didn't have a bum shoulder, right. Who knows? I may have been in big leagues.
Are you a lefty?
I am a lefty.
Did not know that.
Yeah, bad shoulder. Everyone knows that story. Kept me out of the big leagues.
That's it.
That's right. A bad shoulder. No excuse nation, but yes.
So Tom Brady retires. The next day he's doing a podcast, and Bill Belichick calls in.
Yep.
And it dispels a lot of the theories that they didn't get along. Tell me what that did to have Coach Belichick say, Tom, you wanted me to treat you like every other player. What do you think?
It was a love fest, and I'm hoping it leads to, I know the owner, Bob Kraft, has said they want Brady to retire as a Patriot. I hope that happens, but they're the two best to do it. Like, Brady's the best quarterback of all time, and Belichick's the best coach of all time, so it was good to see it. It felt like a reconciliation of sorts, so I was happy to see it. He almost cried. Brady almost cried.
Right.
Yeah.
But he feels like a part of your family. Not only... this is that. That's who he is.
Yeah, right? Well, and we spent so much time, so many years watching him, and like there's so many memories for New England, Boston people, myself, that are directly tied to his games, his success, and it goes bigger than football. That's the thing about football in America. It's family, it's friends, it's where you were. I remember where I was, Tuck Rule. I remember where I was, you know, in certain moments, games, the 28-3, in jail sometimes, but it is. It's a part of 20 years of my life, really, with Brady.
Very interesting. And by the way, do you think this is about Barstool, that siren?
Probably. Goodell caught wind that we're here, and he brings out the goons.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
David, wherever you go.
Follows me around. That's definitely Goodell. He's got eyes on me at all times.
So in the big picture, some of the things about you is that you do go beyond sports. Barstool is an industry. And of late, do you ever think about how far you've come? How, like, when it started, handing out newspapers, would you image? You had a career going.
Yeah, I really don't. It's we're still in it. There's surreal moments, like being at the Super Bowl, we'll get invited to, like, you know, the parties and things that I couldn't have dreamed. Like, I could have given them all my money. We couldn't get in. Right. So there are surreal moments like that, but we just enjoy the ride. And the thing about Barstool is 20 years, so it's been so gradual. You know, it was never like we woke up and something happened. So it's been a very slow grind. And obviously, things like this, having our own bar, which we never thought we'd have, and it's full of people and, you know, everyone coming out. Yeah, sure. Sometimes you pinch yourself. But overall, just still normal dudes.
You know, the thing is, we're getting older, but your crowd isn't. There's still young guys in there. What's the attraction?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even like to think about the we're getting the older part. So it's we have old guys, young guys, everything. And Barstool... it's so far beyond just me, but we have young people working. We have new stars coming out. So we really span generations at this point.
So let's talk a little bit about two things. We mentioned before about gambling, but it's really everywhere now. The game's going to be in Las Vegas. What do you think that does for the game? I know you were gambling anyway.
Yep.
But what do you think it does for the game? Some people get worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, those people are naive in my mind, because people are gambling with it being legalized or without it being legalized. It's better with safety. Like, we have such stringent rules at Penn with, like, you know, responsible gambling and things like that. You might as well tax it. You might as well make money on it. But you do have to be careful that you don't have anybody doing too much of the extreme stuff. But it's happening anyways. So why not regulate it, make money for it, make sure it's safe as possible.
All right. Do we have a beginning of a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady rivalry? When you look at how young and agile Hurts is, and you look at how young and how dynamic Patrick Mahomes is this the beginning?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously Mahomes has been around for a little bit, but you got so many quarterbacks young. I mean, I think more Joe Burrow, and then you got Josh Allen. The AFC's loaded. You got Mac Jones is an absolute monster. I think people are sleeping on him. So there's a lot of rivalries budding. I don't see it as Hurts yet. Maybe down the road.
Right. And the game will play out how?
I think the Chiefs find a way to win a very close game.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you realize we've done two long interviews, and we're always walking?
I don't mind the walk and talk. Become
it's
a pro
good,
at
right?
it. Yeah, become a pro at it. I like we did a little loop-de-loo there, too.
Right, and we didn't acknowledge it. We just did it.
Just keep up total professionals.
We are natural when it comes to walking.
Oh, big-time pros.
Now, scenario. Few days go by, I'm at a Barstool Sports, you're on the inside, I don't have the camera. Am I paying the cover, or am I waiting?
No, if you can get in touch with me, we're going to sneak you in the back door. Half these people probably snuck in anyways, you never know.
Right. Because of those are the type of people you attract.
We're the outside the velvet rope crowd. So big time.
All right, and for people who got a miss or not part of this, they're saying it's back. This whole thing is back. The Super Bowl's back. America's back. You feel that way?
Yeah, I really do. At least with being able to go out, do your own thing. I mean, we're in a horrible place when we first met with the COVID. But, yeah, this is a great city, the warm weather, Super Bowl. It does feel like we're totally back to normal now.
Are you getting the hell out of New York?
Oh, yeah. I go there in the summer still in the Hamptons. But New York City, long gone. Yes. I'm a Boston guy. I'd like to get back to Boston.
What about Florida? They don't take as much as your money.
Well, trust me. I just first year full residency last year in Miami, this year as well. So I do half and half. Right. Yeah, I'm not giving the government the extra money.
Down the road, do you ever see yourself at another NFL game?
Of course. If once the Patriots are back in the mix, I'll be there.
You're allowed?
I wasn't allowed last time I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always the USFL.
I'm going to stick with the Patriots.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome, man.
Yeah,
Thanks for waiting. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.